gospel text. If you have your Bibles there, turn with me to Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 22, in Jesus' name. And he said to his disciples, "For this reason I say to you, do not worry about your life as to what you will eat, nor for your body as to what you will put on it. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they have neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than the birds. And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his lifespan? If then you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about other matters? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, but I tell you, not even Solomon in all of his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, you men of little faith? And do not seek what you eat and what you will drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things the nations of the world eagerly seek, but your Father knows that you need these things. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to charity. Make yourself money belts which do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes nor moth destroys. For wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Let us pray. Lord, today, just open up this portion of Scripture. Make it come alive and personal for us today. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Lord, as your Spirit descends upon each one of us today, Lord, unstop our ears that we hear you speak. Unstop our minds that we understand your word. And Lord, open our hearts that we'll receive what you have for each one of us. Lord, that your word will go forth boldly, because of you, using me today only as your vessel. In thy name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I titled my message today, "Laying Up Treasures in Heaven." King Solomon described the problem with earthly treasures. He said that money and abundance do not truly satisfy. Solomon, probably the richest man that ever lived, was greatly blessed, but realized that all of the things that he had acquired did not bring true satisfaction. We find that the more that we have, the more that we want. The abundance of the rich will oftentimes prevent a good night's sleep. Because what happens to the owner of all of those riches is he becomes worried and he is hurt by his own abundance, in that he cannot quietly rest because of the worries of missing out. Riches in this world perish through misfortune. Our earthly riches cannot be taken with us when we die. The statement that I have often enjoyed is that I have never seen a U-Haul truck behind a hearse. A lot of truth in that statement. We all of a sudden begin to realize that things of this world are not that important at a time like that. Each and every one of us here today is commanded by Christ to lay up treasures in heaven, not here on earth. It's not wrong to have earthly treasures, but it's what we do with those. Our main focus has to be on laying up treasures in heaven. We want to start by looking at the reasons to lay up treasures in heaven. Well, the first reason that I see to lay up treasures in heaven is that the treasures here on earth are insecure. Moth and rust will destroy the things of this world. All of the materials in this world are perishable. I think of King Solomon building the temple, the gorgeous, beautiful temple that he had built, and how it was destroyed. Thieves break in and take your valuables. Everything that you own has the possibility of being stolen. Our things can be lost due to inflation, due to stock devaluation, due to bankruptcies or faulty investments. It's interesting, though, that list could go on and on and on in areas that we could lose. But the second reason to lay up treasures in heaven is that the treasures that we lay up in heaven are secure. Moth and rust cannot touch them. They cannot destroy what is in heaven because what is in heaven is imperishable. Thieves cannot break in and steal it because what you have in heaven is guarded securely. The third reason to lay up treasures in heaven is that our treasures is where our hearts will be. Where are your affections? Where are your hopes? Where are your dreams today? If our treasure is on earth, your heart is going to experience much disappointment. As for things which you have affections for here on earth, will decay. One day, everything here on earth will be destroyed by fire. All the things that you are finding that is your primary joy are suddenly going to be gone. You're going to lose it either through theft or through fire. So if our treasure then is in heaven, we will not suffer great disappointments. Because our treasure in heaven is incorruptible. It's undefiable. And it certainly will not fade away. Nothing can take the treasures that are ours from heaven. They're marked for you. They're reserved for you when you get there. The jewels will be put in your crown. They will be kept by the power of God through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It always comes back to the fact that we need Him as our Lord and Savior. The things that happen here on earth will not devastate us if our hearts are tuned into God. If that's where they're focused, we need to take Scripture to heart and apply it to our lives and to the storms that are in our lives, so that we will not become overwhelmed. It's very easy to say that as we get older and older, to use the excuse, it's too hard for me to memorize Scripture. We encourage our young people to memorize Scripture. I am so thankful that I memorized Scripture as I was growing up. Because when I am out, and I do a lot of counseling, encouraging people, and I always tell Sharon that when I am either leaving the house to go and meet with someone, or if someone is coming to the house, I always tell her to pray for me. Pray that the Spirit will take and reveal to me what I need to know. And the time and time again how Scripture comes to mind that happens to just do and touch and change that person as I'm working with them. It is God's Word that does it. It is not me. So oftentimes we can get so hung up on that it is all the pastor. And we need to be reminded that it is God's work, God's Spirit, that does the work. A foundation in the Word of God. And where do we get that foundation unless we memorize God's Word? No matter how old we get, we need to continue to memorize God's Word. If God's Word was taken away from you today and you could not read it or hear it on your CD, would you be able to take and draw God's Word up from memory? My prayer is that you could and should be able to do that. If we are rich towards God, in other words, if we are holding on to His Word, and holding on to Jesus Christ, we can be free from covetousness. Unlike the rich man, before our text in Luke 12, the rich man wanted to build bigger and larger store bins. His crop coming in was going to be more than what he had that could hold. All he was interested in was becoming bigger and better. Yet this young man, his soul was required of him that night. What did he gain? What did he gain in wanting bigger and more storage room? Absolutely nothing, because his treasures of his heart was focused on the things of this world instead of heaven. You and I need to become very, very careful about the dangers of materialism, about the dangers of covetousness. Those who desire to be rich will fail, as they fall into the trap of temptation. They're going to fall into the snares of this world. Money often takes us into places that are foolish, that are harmful, that have a lust to draw us into. We end up and go down that road of destruction because money becomes our idol and our God. All because of greed, because we want more of that green stuff. And because we do not have our hearts focused on Jesus Christ and the life hereafter with Him. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And I always love when that particular passage in Scripture is misquoted. They always want to tell you that it's money is the root of all evil. And that's not what God's Word says. God's Word says It is the love of money. When money becomes our God, when money becomes our idol, that is where the problem becomes. Many, many people have strayed away from their baptismal covenant, from their faith that they were taught as a child and taught as a young adult. They have lost the faith all because of money, the love of it. Many, many people have been pierced with many sorrows because of money. Because of their greed and their wants, instead of focusing on Jesus Christ. Another reason to lay up treasures in heaven, our fourth one, is to make God our master. That's why we want to lay it up. That's why we want to have treasures, is because you and I, we cannot serve two masters. A master, by definition, demands total loyalty. And God is demanding total loyalty out of each and every one of us. We are unable to please two masters at the same time. What happens? We love the one, and we hate the other. And this certainly is most certainly true with God our Father. Today we have a choice. To whom are you going to serve? You get to choose between God and wealth. And if wealth becomes your master, then wealth becomes your God. So the choice for each and every one of us is, are you going to serve the one true God? Are you going to worship the one true God? Or are you going to be an idolater? You want to follow a false God? We must first seek the kingdom of God. When we worship our Lord and Savior, when we come into a building such as this on a Sunday morning and we worship God, do we come with the right attitude? Do we come prepared to worship? One of the biggest problems we have in our churches today is that people come to worship unprepared. Being prepared to worship. Being prepared to give Him the honor, the glory, and the praise. Don't give the pastor. Because you put your pastor up on a pedestal, what happens is that somebody's going to cut that pedestal out from under him and he's going to fall. Worship him. Make him master of your life. Because you know what? We cannot, again, as I said before, we cannot serve two masters. We need to choose the one true God. Because if we choose the one true God, then this effectively eliminates us serving our wealth. We can remember just that simple little thing, that when we begin to worship Him and center our lives on Him, we no longer will serve our wealth and the things that we have. Well, how do we lay up treasures in heaven? Number one, we do that by giving to the poor. Christ wants us to give to charity. to give to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Excuse me. This is laying up treasures in heaven when we help those who are in need. When we share our surplus. When we take and listen even to Apostle Paul as he too connected one's wealth with laying up treasures in heaven, what we do with that wealth. But it's storing up with a good foundation for the time to come. That time to come is eternal life with Jesus Christ. And what is our foundation here today? The second thing in how to lay up treasures in heaven is the fact that eternal life cannot be purchased. Salvation is by grace through faith, not by works. We are redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As children of God, we are joint heirs with Christ with the blessings of eternal life. Therefore, we can then receive every spiritual blessing in Christ that is given to us. We cannot receive that spiritual blessing if we are not a child of His. By giving to the poor, we are freeing up our hearts from covetousness and idolatry. This also reminds us that with our one true reward will be received is in heaven with Jesus Christ. That is the true reward, not the rewards here of this world. Christ wants each one of you today to enjoy life while you are here. But do it with the proper enjoyment, and that is having a heart that is giving. The hard work of our hands should be for both our families and our neighbors. And if you go back to your catechism, who is our neighbor? Everyone is our neighbor. Anyone who is in need, we need to reach out. God has commanded each and every one of us to keep our focus on where you are laying up your treasures for eternity. Because when we lay up our treasures for eternity, it's either going to be in heaven with Him, or eternal death, eternal separation from the love of God. So today, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Amen. Lord, again today, I just say thank you for the wonder of your word. Lord, I just thank you that again, we can freely in this country continue to proclaim your word. Lord, today, just lead us, guide us, Lord, and as we fellowship and dwell upon your word, may you do the work within us that will change us to worship you, the one true God, in all areas